Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you are able to join me today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message entitled Led Into All Truth, on one of my favorite subjects, the Holy Spirit. And we didn't get very far yesterday, but we were looking at why did God give us the Holy Spirit? Well, the message title gives some of that away. Its purpose is to lead us into all truth. But as I said yesterday, God, he deals with where we're at, and He likes to make truth very understandable. The Word of God says that God's ways are simple so that a child or a fool need not err in the way. There's a passage in Isaiah, the highway of holiness, a man, though he's a fool, will not err therein. And so God's ways, He wants to make things simple to our understanding and also very practical so we can apply it to our lives. And so the Lord, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, wants to destroy any insecurities in your life or in your relationship with Him. Did you hear what I said? He wants to destroy insecurities in your life. There may be things that were planted deep in your subconscious as a youngster, as a young person, as a child, that were lies of the enemy. I declare the enemy must know at a very early age those who are belonging to the Lord, because some of the greatest trials have been sometimes believers who have gone through really horrific things in their early years. Why? Because the enemy knows those who are God's, and he does everything he can to prevent you from getting saved. And then once you are saved, he's trying to do everything he can to keep you defeated and instead of believing the truth of the Word of God, being led into all truth, but instead getting stuck on the things that have been ingrained in you from childhood, from loved ones, from family, from spouse, from children, no matter what negative things, God does not want you to accept the lies of the enemy. We cannot doubt His choice in choosing us. Many are called, few are chosen, but He's called every one of us, and He's chosen us. And He wants us to affirm our confidence and trust in Him, not only to provide for the things that we stand in need of in our lives, practical things, material things, physical things, but also spiritually, and that we can trust Him to perfect that which concerneth thee. One of the most powerful, beautiful promises in the Word of God, and that He is our friend. Abraham was called the friend of God. And beloved, as we begin to appreciate and understand and value the relationship that we can have with the Holy Spirit, it will become a joyous thing, and life will become an adventure. I know that might sound like a far cry for some of you right now in terms of what you're going through in your life, but having gone through very sore and difficult trials myself, as the psalmist has declared, I also can declare that He will lead you out of those dark, terrible pits, out of those dark and desolate valleys, and He'll bring you into a place in the Spirit where you will know Him as you have never known Him before. I declare that in your behalf. Amen. So, why does God want to do this? What is His purposes in assuring us of our trust in His goodness and His desire for us? Because He is a God who is truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Now, do you remember when Jesus stood in front of Pilate? There's some revealing words found in the 18th chapter of the Gospel of John. I'm going to start reading at verse 36. And Pilate is talking to him, and he said, your own nation has delivered me to you. What have you done? And Jesus answered in verse 36, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. And Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. Now listen to this. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? This is a very powerful collection of a few verses. There's so much in that. You know, if someone asks you, you know, why did Jesus come into the world? Well, probably our first response would be, well, he came to save sinners. Yes, that's true. He came to separate a people unto himself, that they could, their fellowship with God could be restored. You could say all manner of things. And you know what? Probably none of them would be incorrect. They're all true. But Jesus came into the world for a far greater purpose of just saving men's souls. He reveals it here because what he says is all comprehensive and inclusive. He said, I came into the world to bear witness unto the truth. This he declares out of his own mouth to Pilate why he came. And of course, some of that is of course, coming to redeem sinners. Amen. But in John, the 17th chapter, the Word of God tells us this is what Jesus is praying in those last few hours before he goes to the cross. He's with his disciples. He prays in that great high priestly prayer. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. He's praying to the Father, thy word is truth. I'm going to give some, you might want to write that down. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And beloved, it's important we understand essentials. There is so much apostasy today. There is so much deception. We have to know what the Word of God said. If you've listened any time, length of time to this broadcast, you know that the preaching you hear, everything I do is based on the inerrancy and the absolute truth of the Word of God. It has been preserved throughout the centuries, throughout millennium, so that we could know the revealed will of God. And there's so much diversity of doctrine and teaching in the body of Christ today. There really is. But in John, the 9th chapter, we see, and I want, what is the verse? It is verse 3. This is something very important, and it illustrates how, as humans, we are in the body of Christ. There are those who teach, you know, well, if you just have a lot of problems going on in your life, something is wrong. You do not have sufficient faith. There's some error on your part. Or, it's got to be sin. That's what it is. You've done something really wrong. In fact, I was in a conversation recently with a dear brother that has gone through a lot of physical afflictions, and his friends are saying, you know, what's wrong? Why are you sick? Why have you been sick so long? Sounds like a case of Joe's comforters to me. However, what is very interesting in a situation like this, where someone was physically afflicted, what Jesus had to say. Chapter 9, verse 1, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. Well, okay, I guess we could rule out sin. Wouldn't that be the case if he was, unless he sinned in the womb? Well, we won't go there, okay? And his disciples asked him, just like people do today, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered and said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So what we see here is that God had a purpose in everything. While that seems to be a terrible negative thing, God was in the process of revealing his glory, because it goes on to say, after he spoke those words, he made some clay of his spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and he gave him instruction. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. So that's why it's important that we stand on the Word of God and we don't allow every wind of doctrine to influence us. And also, it's important to understand that God has given us the Spirit of Truth so that we can have personal spiritual growth, that we can grow in the things of God. And one encouraging word that is spoken through one of the Old Testament prophets is that we can rest assured that God is not holding back on us. No, he's not. I know God has secrets. That's another message. But on the things that are important for us to know, to lay hold of, to understand, he is eager to reveal. The truth is revealed abundantly to the saints, those who desire to know why. Jeremiah 33 and 6 says, and this is the Lord speaking, I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I'm going to say that again. Jeremiah 33 and 6, in case you're jotting scriptures down, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And so, beloved, God wants you to know truth. He wants to lead you in all truth. He wants you to be set free from the deceptions of false doctrines and the day in which we're living. He wants you set free from the lies the enemy has instilled or tried to keep you in bondage with, from that have been spoken over you since perhaps a child. The enemy wants you to doubt the Word of God, but I'm here on this broadcast to tell you today, God is going to lead you into all truth. All you have to say is, yes, Lord, I'm ready. I know I'm ready. I want to go deeper, deeper still. Amen. I love you, and I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. You may be in a place where you are struggling to know truth in terms of practical application for your life. I will be privileged to pray with you. The announcer will give our contact information. I pray for you every day and until tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.